This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The federal government is ordering new water cuts for some Colorado River states as the nation's largest reservoirs dry up. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's cuts are aimed at Arizona and Nevada, since they rely on water stored in Lake Mead. New federal projections show the reservoir will likely hit a dangerously low level next year, so the federal agency will limit releases to the states to keep reservoir levels propped up. No federal cuts in Colorado or other states upstream of Lake Mead were announced, but more cuts could come if more water is needed in the reservoirs. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado Mesa University has hired Kimberly Miller as its new athletic director. Miller is Black and is the first woman of color hired as an AD in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. She appreciates the historic nature of her hiring, but said her goal is to be there for the school's 700 student athletes.
It's always a privilege and honor. However, I look at it as being the right person for the job.
Miller worked as a deputy athletic director at a South Dakota university before moving to Grand Junction earlier this month. American Airlines has agreed to purchase jets from Centennial-based Boom Supersonic. American says it paid a deposit for up to 20 planes and could buy another 40. Boom Supersonic officials say the aircraft are expected to go twice the speed of the fastest current commercial planes. The company plans to have passengers on its supersonic jets by 2029. A judge in Fort Collins has ordered Jenna Ellis, a legal advisor for former President Donald Trump's campaign, to testify before a special grand jury in Atlanta. It's part of an investigation into whether Trump and others illegally tried to influence the 2020 election in Georgia. It's 10:06. This is CPR News and KRCC.